Good morning. My name is Pamela, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the OMX Second Quarter 2011 Earnings Results Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you, Ms. Anya Flayo. You may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the OMX Second Quarter 2011 Earnings Call. Before we start, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during the course of this conference call about future events and financial results constitute forward-looking statements that are made pursuant to the Safe Harbor Provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainty. Discussion of factors that may affect future results are contained in our filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We undertake no obligation to correct or update any forward-looking statement provided as a result of new information, future events, or even changes in our expectations. On the call with me today are Gerardo de Nicolás, Chief Executive Officer, and Carlos Moctezuma, our Chief Financial Officer. Gerardo will share some thoughts with you about OMX second quarter results and key strategies behind our positive results. Following Gerardo's discussion, Carlos will carry you through our second quarter financial statements in more detail. I will now turn it over to Gerardo.
Thank you, Alex. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on today's call. We are very excited about our performance for the second quarter of 2011, as we are well in line with all the metrics of our yearly guidance, particularly as we have delivered a 13.7% revenue growth and a 22.5% EBITDA margin, which is higher than our annual guidance of 21-22%. Equally important, and as a result of market improvements and working capital stability, we have recorded positive free cash flow of 466 million pesos during the quarter and 98 million pesos on an accumulated six-month basis as of June 30th, 2011. Clearly, our results start to demonstrate the effectiveness of our strategies and the strength of contribution from our different business lines. During the quarter, our revenue growth of 13.7% was driven by 6% revenue growth in housing revenues, where our affordable entry-level segment grew 8.6%. In Mexico, this segment grew by 4.3%, mainly driven by continued improvement in collections from Infonavit. Here, I would like to note that while our collection speed the institute was affected by a delay with the subsidy program, we have decreased our exposure to the economic deficit, and we expect to catch up with the encountered delays throughout the remainder of the year. It's worth noting that our product mix and average price is and will continue to be a reflection of identifying attractive opportunities in different price ranges, where mortgage financing is readily available and where we are always mindful of growing demand from potential homeowners, reflected in our growing market share within economy. During the quarter, our collections from Fobiste decreased by 8% when compared to the same period of last year, as a result of changes in the mortgage authorization process. However, we have now aligned our internal processes to comply with Fobiste's requirements and thus expect to speed up our collection rhythm with Fobiste throughout the second half of the year. Nonetheless, Fobiste's mortgage assignation raffle system, which represents around 80% of its total mortgage goal for 2011, in our opinion, continues to be affected by bureaucratic inefficiencies, as many assigned mortgages are not formalized by other subscribers who do not have a mortgage. They don't have the opportunity to exercise it. On the positive side, businesses have the financial resources and potential subscribers to meet their targets and continue to grow. And we have found an opportunity to attend some of those potential holistic clients who do not have an assigned mortgage through co-financing products. Therefore, we will continue to expand our participation in this type of mortgage origination program. At the same time, and according to our business strategy and general view of today's market conditions, we have continued to decrease our exposure to the middle-income housing segment. During the second quarter of 2011, our revenues from this segment decreased by 16% to 580 homes, most of which were financed through co-financing products. On an accumulated basis, as of June 30, 2011, our revenues from the middle-income segment in Mexico decreased by 6.1%. Moreover, recently commercial banks such as Banorte and Santander have published the availability of very attractive mortgage products with interest rates in the range of 8.5% to 9%, a positive sign of a possible reactivation of the middle-income market. We will be prepared to once again compete actively in this segment if market conditions suggest a re-entry opportunity. For the first half of 2011, revenues from our Mexico housing division grew 7.4%, while the affordable entry level alone grew by 9.3%. Overall, in Mexico, we continue to see important and attractive opportunities to gain market share in 34 cities where we have a focus of operation today. We continue to see less home builders participating in these markets, and this has been driven by the limited financial capacity of some home builders, as well as their specialization level in sales strategies, construction technology, working capital management, etc. Today, the industry requires more business sophistication and financial strength in order to be successful. This general rule gives us confidence that home will continue to grow in Mexico, even considering the conservative scenarios of mortgage-dedicated funds, and despite the outcome of the economic law reform, which today is still awaiting congressional approval. In addition, we are also confident that the mortgage institutions in Mexico will be able to set up a successful mortgage product to better measure risk and therefore sustainably attend an increasing number of potential clients who today don't have access to an Infonavit, Foviste, or commercial bank mortgage. I am confident that for the foreseeable future, we will continue to grow our operations in Mexico by gaining market share, and we will do so, as we have done so far, without the need for joint ventures or partnerships with local small home builders or landowners. Additionally, we feel very confident in our sales system that is based on strategies such as call centers, sales societies, and B2B initiatives. As a reflection of the effectiveness of our various strategies, we have experienced record sales in many markets where we are located, having what we feel is the best product offering aligned to our customers' needs. These sales records have been achieved without the need for reducing prices or discounting or other promotions to accelerate sales. During the second quarter of 2011, Brazil contributed materially to our affordable entry-level growth, as we titled 466 homes, compared with 74 homes in the year-ago period. Our results from Brazil give us further confidence in the sustainability of growth and margin improvement in the country. As we today, we have a much better understanding of the dynamics of the market, and we have, importantly, improved our construction rhythm. During the quarter, we were certified as Corresponsales Bancarios in Brazil, which means that we can directly process our client financing applications, thus expediting the mortgage approval process and positively impacting our collection speed. During the second quarter of 2011, Brazil represented 4.2% of total revenues, outstanding improvement was compared to 1% during the first quarter of 2011. At the same time, during the second quarter of 2011, Comet's government division contributed with 8.7% of total revenues to 478 million pesos as a result of the startup of our signed contracts with Mexico's federal and state level government, which did not get underway until early in the second quarter of 2011. We feel positive about the future performance of this division, as we have continued to find opportunities to secure additional funds. Importantly, this division strategically contributes to the generation of cash flow, as we take collections on an advance of construction basis, where a down payment is also always involved. As an update on home tourism division activities, and following our restructuring strategy, we successfully reduced the division's LTNA by approximately 20%. And moreover, the division has sold and delivered first units in Loreto, and we expect to continue with this positive trend as we see more clients interested in our products. Before turning the call over to Carlos, I would like to briefly give you an update of the strategies we are following to improve the management of our working capital cycle, which includes a shift to vertical construction. We have shared with you during our first quarter conference call our ability to adapt to vertical construction derives from the flexibility of our construction technology. As of June 30th, our vertical construction represented approximately 35% of our mix, and we intend to eventually cap it at 40% of our total mix. As I have discussed with you in the past, vertical construction does represent longer construction times of approximately 10 more days. Nonetheless, we do not expect a further impact on our construction in process inventory from the expected increase from 35% to 40% on mix. The reason for our confidence is that we have improved the management of our construction process, whereby, one, we are completing the urbanization of our housing projects by modules, thus reducing ahead of time investment. Second, we have also continued to increase the use of our walls, having more than one cast per mold per day in some developments. Three, we have better control of the quantity of homes under construction per development. And four, the development of infrastructure suppliers who have improved their installed capacity, thus speeding up the urbanization process. In regards to materials inventory, we have also improved our acquisition of materials, at the same time reducing the level of inventories on site, helped by the standardization. Overall, and as a result of the main initiatives, we foresee that our investments in the identification and urbanization process will gradually become smaller, offsetting the increased investment in the infrastructure stage. Therefore, our construction in process inventory as of year end will be reduced as a percentage of total revenues. In Brazil, we have also improved the construction process. Specifically, we have improved the use of our malls. We have increased effective hours of work derived from changes in the management of construction workers who today work on a specific benchmark on completed homes per week. We importantly have increased the number of trained construction workers, thus positively impacting overall efficiency. And we have subcontracted the finishing process phase. These and other initiatives have allowed the division to no longer be a startup project, helping us to consolidate our presence in the country. As you know, we have always been distinguished by being a hands-on company, and these strategies that I have briefly shared with you are an example of all the initiatives that we have taken to improve the overall management of our operations, giving us the opportunity to continue to grow our company while at the same time improving returns on invested capital. I will now turn the call over to Carlos, who will discuss our financial results in detail, and then I will return with some final words.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you all for joining us this morning. Before commenting on our second quarter 2011 results, I want to remind you that pursuant to the application of Mexican Financial Reporting Standard D6, we are required to capitalize comprehensive financing costs, which includes interest expense, as well as exchange loss or gain in relation to the translation of a US dollar denominated debt into Mexican pesos and monetary position. For your convenience, I will discuss our gross profit and operating income adjusted for the capitalization of comprehensive financing costs. In the quarter, as Gerardo already mentioned and discussed in detail, we achieved a solid revenue growth of 13.7%, in line with our annual guidance driven by the contribution to revenues of three of our four divisions. During the quarter, we effectively titled 2,576 units, where the affordable entry level in Mexico accounted for 92.7%, compared to 94.7% in the year-ago period, representing a continued concentration in a market with most favorable dynamics. Our revenue growth was also driven by higher average price for all title homes that during the second quarter of 2011 was 392,000 pesos, an increase of 3.8% when compared to the second quarter of 2010. As Gerard commented, the price increase reflects our strategy to focus on the most favorable segments within the affordable entry-level sector, where we have found less competition and increased demand and, importantly, mortgage availability. At the same time, we have maintained our average price for the full-income segment in the 800,000 to 900,000 range, resulting from our strategy to concentrate our product offering at a price point suitable to co-financing programs with affordability and for listed. In Brazil, our average price was 496,000 pesos, a 24.6% decrease when compared to the 657,000 pesos during the second quarter of 2010. The decline reflects our focus on lower segments, where our clients are also financed through the Caixa. In Mexico, the main sources of financing for our clients continue to be Infonavit and Foviste, which represented 59% and 24% of all title units, respectively. Commercial banks and other sources of financing represent 30% of all title units, while the Caixa, as a source of financing of homes, title for the period represented 3.7%. COMEX gross margin for the quarter was 34.4%, compared to 32.8% during the second quarter of 2010, resulting from higher average prices of homes within the affordable entry and middle-income segments, as well by the efficiencies generated from an increased use of our company's aluminum molds. Additionally, I would like to highlight once again that our sales have not been driven by promotions or discounts. Therefore, we see margin sustainability in the foreseeable future. During the quarter, selling, general and administrative expenses, or SG&A, as a percentage of total revenues was 14%, which positively compares to 17.1% as of the fourth quarter of 2010 and 15% as of the first quarter of 2011. The important decline reflects the active strategies that we have shared with you to restructure our back office operations at each of our four divisions as well as our branches, where we have found opportunities to improve efficiency and effectiveness of our processes, driving important savings while improving service, reflected in a lower cost per closing. At the same time, as Brazil improved increases revenue contribution from 1% to 4.2% of total revenues, it clearly helped us to improve our SG&A margin. We continue to see further room for improvements in our SG&A expenses, as during the first 6 months of the year, we have incurred several payments that also affected SG&A expenses during the quarter. During the second quarter of 2011, we significantly improved our EBITDA margin to 22.5% from 20.3% during the first quarter of 2011 and 22% during the second quarter of 2010. The margin improvement derives from higher profitability in Brazil, as well as from generated efficiencies in our Mexico's operations in both a construction and administrative level. Net comprehensive financing costs, which excludes capitalized interest and foreign exchange fluctuations recognized in our cost of goods sold pursuant to Bulletin Big 6, was 218.6 million pesos during the second quarter of 2011, compared to 62.4 million during the second quarter of 2010. The higher cost was driven by a foreign exchange loss in the second quarter of 2011 of 406 million pesos compared to a gain of 882.5 thousand pesos in 2010. net income margin for the second quarter of 2011 was 8.6% compared to 8.9% in the same period of 2010. As a reminder, we have recognized a tax provision in relation to an expected VAT recovery, which has affected the effective tax rate of P&L for both periods. To be clear, we do not expect to pay a cash tax equivalent to our effective tax rate. Instead, we estimate that our cash tax rate will continue to be in the range of 12% to 15% of our taxable income. So the higher effective tax rate reflected in 2010 and 2011 results is a non-cash item for the company. Earnings per share for the second quarter of 2011 increased to 1.41 pesos as compared to 1.39 pesos reported in the second quarter of 2011. On an accumulated basis, earnings per share increased 18% to 2.18 pesos as of June 30, 2011, from 1.85 pesos as of June 30, 2010. This increase is above our 6-month accumulated revenue growth of 13.9%. Turning now to the balance sheet, historically, as you know, we have discussed our working capital cycle in days. Nonetheless, we have found that a more accurate way of measuring our working capital cycle is as a percentage of cash flow from revenues, or LTM. Therefore, I will discuss and refer to our working capital cycle lines as a percentage of cash flow from revenues, or LTM revenues. Total inventory was 141.3% of LTM revenues, a decrease of 29 basis points compared to the 143.8% of last of our revenues as of March 31st, 2011. We continue with our strategies to reduce the land inventory measured as future sales to 25 years. As Gerardo previously shared in detail, we are working on specific measures to improve our construction processes in Mexico and Brazil. After these strategies, we will be able to continue to deliver efficiencies that support our continued growth. Accounts payable, calculated as of June 30, 2011, increased 32 basis points to 21.5% of LTM revenues from 21.2% of LTM revenues as of March 31, 2011. The improvement derives from better credit terms with our suppliers, including those related to materials and our subcontractors for the infrastructure of housing projects, where we have found a more efficient way to work through modules, thus giving room to our subcontractors to have more efficient management of their own investments, which translated better term for us. Our accounts receivable were 9% of last 12 revenues as of June 30, 2011, demonstrating stability when compared to the 9% is registered as of March 31, 2011. This means that our accounts receivable level is higher than the industry's average, as we recognize revenues from our government division as a percentage of completion. On an accumulated basis, as of June 30, 2011, our capital expenditures were 68.4 million pesos, a yearly budget of approximately 450 million, which will be mainly used to revamp our concrete factories and to acquire aluminum molds for our operations in Brazil. On a quarterly basis, our total debt was stable and marginally increased by 33 million pesos. Importantly, during the quarter, we effectively improved the company's debt profile by refinancing short-term maturities due in 2011 from a level of pesos of 2.4 billion pesos during the first quarter of 2011 to 573 million pesos as of 2011. During the quarter, we were also in compliance with all of our debt covenants, and we have successfully arranged with our bank lenders, with which we have our covenants, to obtain a covenant waiver in the case that we require it. Nonetheless, I would like to highlight the fact that as we continue to improve our profitability and working capital management, we do not foresee a higher risk of covenant breach, and on the contrary, we see our debt ratios improving towards the end of the year. Around this subject, we learned from some of you the credit watch status set up by Standard & Poor's has created some nervousness. I want to share that we feel comfortable with the measures that S&P has set not to affect COMEX rating. Therefore, we feel confident that our rating, when reviewed in the third quarter of this year, should not be affected, and we would be in line with S&P's expected debt ratios. As a final comment to address our recurring inquiry that we have received during the last months about the implementation of IFRS effective in 2012, we have a prepared team that has been working for the last 2 years to fully understand the implications and requirements according with all the accounting changes to timely comply with this implementation. As a general overview of the impact of the migration to IFRS, the main lines that will be affected are property and equipment, which will be now booked at an appraisal value. And you should keep in mind that this line only represents 2% of our total assets. And land inventory that will be adjusted by the inflation effect from the historical weekend bulletin. As an important portion of the land that we have today in our balance sheet has been recently acquired from 2008 to 2010, when inflation accounting was no longer effective, we do not expect an important impact from these inflation adjustments. The impact of these two lines will also have a respective effect in deferred taxes. All in all, based on today's assessments that we have performed, we do not expect an important impact in our shareholders' equity. As we advance into the migration, we will keep you posted on the possible effects in our balance. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo for some final remarks.
Thank you, Carlos. Summarizing what we have discussed today, we are quite pleased with our results in the second quarter of this year and feel that this has been a demonstrable period of important achievement, both operationally and financially speaking. Our business model is performing very well, and all of our business lines are reaching or exceeding the goals we set out for them at the beginning of the year. We are meeting or exceeding our financial expectations in each division. As well as, most importantly, we are showing marked improvement in our cash flow cycle. And I feel particularly comfortable in the sustainability of positive cash generation going forward. Also, I want to reaffirm that in Mexico, we are well prepared to comply with requirements in relation to higher densities and sustainability trends, where our existing land bank is suitable to efficient. Evidenced by the fact that today we are already in compliance with those requirements using our existing land bank, where we have also sold more vertical homes with higher average price, thus improving our profitability. As I say, we are well on our way to delivering on our full year guidance. And we thank you and our shareholders and workers for your continued confidence in HOMEX. We will now take your questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Star one to ask a question. And we'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Carlos Peralonga with Merrill Lynch.
Thank you. Good morning, Gerardo and Carlos. Congratulations for the results. Two questions that I made. First one related to the government preparedness that you recorded the request from, as you said, in the second quarter, and the government sustainability of that going forward, in particular in the second half. And the second question is related to Brazil. Similar question, the major improvement in the second quarter, and the comment that you expect for the second half, in particular the impact to free cash flow from the Brazil operation. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. For the government division, what we are showing in this quarter is a catch-up from the delay that we faced in the first quarter. We were not able, because the delay on signing the contract, we were not able to book the revenues. We have a negative impact on the inventory in the first quarter. And what we're seeing in this quarter is the revenues for first quarter, and why we feel comfortable for the full year, the expectations that the government division will contribute with 4 or 5% of our revenues is
sustainable. We believe that we are making a great job with our clients. We are delivering on time and quality, giving many ideas to improve the project, and that's why we feel confident that for the full year, our expectation that the government division will contribute with 5% is achievable, and in the long term, we'll continue growing as a new strategic line of extra line of revenues for Hong Kong.
Okay.
In terms of Brazil, what we expect the second half impact will be, we expect Brazil to reach the guidance that we provided at last year and represent approximately 5% of our 2011 revenue. And therefore, the need to finance Brazil from the cash flow generated in Mexico would be much lower than in previous, and therefore we have much better opportunities to reach the cash flow neutral positive that we have discussed previously in other calls.
We are confident with our experience in Brazil. We have learned a lot. We have seen how the culture is improving the process, how the governments are inviting and attracting home building investments to their cities, mostly on the mid-sized cities. And we feel very optimistic about our growth in the field within the next year.
And Gerardo, having become a corresponsal bancario in Brazil, will that improve therefore the collections, I guess, in the second half, the speed of the collections?
Yes. The corresponsal bancario is something similar to the Captura Remota program from InfoNavit.
Okay.
Where we can process the mortgages in our branches, and we don't need to wait for the operational capacity constraint on the ICA branches.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlos.
Your next question comes from the line of Esteban Polidra of the Deutsche Bank.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Gerardo Carlos. Also, congratulations on the results. Questions, please. The first one, I believe the orders line in your cash flow statement mostly reflects some advances from the federal government. Would you expect those advances to remain stable or continue at a similar pace? And the second question is, would you expect the stabilization in your inventories to also be sustainable? Thank you.
How are you? The other line, as you mentioned, is mainly composed by the government division course of business. As you know, for contracts we have with the federal government, we get paid an advance for work we perform, and then that's the way we work with the federal government. We expect that division to continue to deliver on what we have executed in terms of contracts with the federal government. We also are always looking for ways to increase the number of contracts we have with them. We are we have our learning curve. We have a good bridge there to capitalize on our experiences in building techniques that I think will continue to bring us good results across the year and the years to come. And the second part of your question, sorry, I didn't get it.
Sir, it was just if you believe the stabilization in inventories that you showed this quarter, if that is going to be returned in upcoming quarters.
Yes, in inventory, we are sure that we will reduce our work in process inventory at the end of the year. We have been able to increase the percentage of homes, of vertical homes in our mix, and we are taking different initiatives to reduce our inventory, and that's why we feel comfortable that will be reduced at the end of the year. The changes in the way we are subcontracting the urbanization to implement smaller modules to focalize the investment that will have a big impact on reducing the working progress in urbanization, speeding up the edification process, increasing the usage of molds and standardizing the prototypes and the materials. We are reducing the number of homes of reconstruction on every project. We are maintaining or reducing the number of projects in every branch. We are increasing the capacity of our subcontractors of infrastructure to reduce the time completed. And we are working with our suppliers for building materials to increase the frequency of deliveries to reduce our inventory. That's why we feel confident that it will be reduced. And we are taking initiatives at the same time in Brazil, improving the usage of malls, increasing the number of working hours per day, improving the training of our workers. The workers in Brazil has been a challenge for us, most important challenge for us. And we start subcontracting or outsourcing the finishing process of the homes. That will have another positive impact to reduce the inventory in Brazil. In the European division, we are standardizing the materials with the suppliers and at the same time increasing the delivery to our warehouses. In the tourism division, we reduce the number of homes under construction. We standardize the prototypes, the building materials, and that's why we feel very comfortable that at the end of the year, our inventory levels will be lower than the numbers shown on this quarter.
Excellent, very clear, and very busy about all of these improvements. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Your next question comes from the line of Vanessa Quiroga with Credit Suisse.
Thank you. Hi, Gerardo, Carlos, Vania. Thank you for the call. My questions are regarding the contractor business. According to your audited financial statements, the advance payments from this business came down from 1.2 billion pesos in 2009 to 600 million pesos at the end of 2010. I would just like to understand this well, and if you can clarify that this represented a cash burn of 600 million pesos during the year 2010, and what supports your expectation that this will not happen again, and in fact, actually, that cash flow contribution from this business will increase in the year. Thanks.
Hello, Vanessa. Contracts we have obtained for the 2010 period are ongoing contracts. This is another exclusive for one particular kind of a year. So effectively, we from 2009 to 2010, we used the 600 million to cancel those or to invest in those contracts. And therefore, in this particular year, we have a better outcome for both contracts and the new contracts that we are endeavoring. For the year, as we have stated, we already have executed about 1.0 billion pesos in contract to be delivered to the federal government this year. We expect that the fact that we have witnessed over the first half of the year, because as you can see during the first quarter, we didn't book any revenues from the government division, and we catched up in the second quarter. Therefore, in the first half, we catch up with the trend that we were expecting in the year, that we expect to continue in the second half of the year. As I was mentioning before, the company is always looking actively to increase the number of contracts that we have with the federal government, and not only in terms of money, but also in terms of extension of our working capability.
the business model of the government division is pretty self-positive by definition, because it's you get advances from the government on the work that you perform. Therefore, it's always benign for the holding company's financials, no?
Okay, and thanks, Carlos. And what kind of questions, please remind us what kind of projects these are. Are they prisons, and what is the contract like? Is it fixed price? Do you carry the cost of the risk of the cost of a loan? Can you provide some kind of backlog that you have right now in percentage of completion? More details on that, please.
Yes. Those projects are homes and construction similar to homes, and we cannot provide more details on that. We have a fixed price. We are taking that risk. If there are some changes on the projects, we can adapt or modify the contract with the government. And with the experience that we have today, we feel confident that we have room to grow this division in the future. Those are the details that we can provide today. Those are homes and construction similar to homes.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Gordon Lee with UBS.
Hi, good morning. Two quick questions. One, following up on the next question, I was wondering if you could give us a sense of what the margins are at the EBITDA level for the other businesses, like the other segment. And the second for Brazil, if you could provide us any color on the profitability, that would be great. And the second question is, you mentioned during your remarks that you expect leverage ratios to improve throughout the year. I was wondering if you had a target for the net debt to EBITDA level for year end. Thank you.